Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Coming up a little bit later on the show, we're going to be talking about that magical question, which is the right gun for you? But before we get to that...
Veto.
Nice.
Governor Chris Krispy Kreme, I want to take a moment to thank you. For 2.5 years, I've been berating you and giving you shit. I want to retract 5% of what I said. And I want to congratulate you for standing strong with Gun for Hire and all of the other Second Amendment organizations that helped out and towed the line. And I want to thank each and every Gun for Hire radio listener for all the help you've done. I know those emails and faxes and letters have worked.
Yes, okay? Sir.
And we're going to be talking in depth about that in a few minutes. So we can talk about it now. We have Scott Bach in the studio.
Say hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
So, Scott.
God. Here we go. This is how we're starting. That's good.
At 6 p.m. last night, I got an email alert from ANJRPC saying that the three bills were dead on arrival. Am I correct, Mr. Bach?
You are indeed correct. And I have to say, this is huge. It's unprecedented. In fact, I don't know, in the history of the state of New Jersey, I don't know that there is a terrible anti-gun bill like this, like these, that have been vetoed by a governor. It is huge, and it is a testimony to the hard work of gun owners.
Gun for Hire Radio. Go ahead.
Actually, after 7 months of daily battle, it's almost anticlimactic. But
right. But
this is the result we had hoped for. Okay, 50 caliber ban. Dead. Okay.
I'm ordering a Barrett on Monday. Go ahead. Continue.
The Sweeney bill, the firearms ID card bill, dead. I mean, here the Senate president has risked everything. He's blown
his
relationship
with
gun owners all on this, and he's basically walked away with nothing.
Let's send him home in November, wussies.
Do you think the NRA now is going to change their mind about Sweeney?
Well, look.
He gets nervous when Sweeney, you bring up his master.
Sweeney.
I saw the twitch in his eyes. I like that.
Look, Sweeney has clearly fallen from grace. But as we talked about on last week's show, you know, he has, in fairness to the man, he has done some positive things during this process. So, you know, I'm not going to...
He used Vaseline, listen, is what you're saying.
F. Sweeney, vote him out. He should be rated an F from the NRA, okay? And he should lay off the cold cuts. So let's move on. Let's talk about...
He's retaining water, is he?
So we did the 50 cal. He is. He's too much processed meats and stuff. Who's next on the list?
Well, there's also the trace data bill. And I don't want to get into the weeds on this, but bottom line is... ATF gun trace data is confidential under federal law. It's protected. It's for law enforcement use only. It's for investigations. The anti-gunners have been trying nationwide to get their hands on this for years so they can exploit idiosyncrasies of ATF's system to make it look like guns bought by law-abiding gun owners from dealers are crime guns. We know about this because it happened in New Jersey with Brian Miller in 2009 on
Brian,
One Gun a
Brian
Month.
Miller.
Right. They tried this. We shut them right down. They've been trying ever since. They're desperate nationwide and in New Jersey to get this data. The governor basically issued a conditional veto. That bill is – now, let's talk about what conditional veto is because the Sweeney bill was also conditionally
vetoed.
Wait,
real quick, before I forget. Crying Brian, that 50 cal that you pose with, if you want to sell it, I'll take it. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, look, two of the three bills that were vetoed. Okay, the 50 ban was absolute. It's called an absolute veto. Means it's a flat-out veto. No conditions, nothing. And that was the 50 ban was vetoed, flat out. The Sweeney bill and the trace data bill were conditionally vetoed, which basically means the bill is dead. It's completely dead unless the legislature reconvenes to resurrect it. And the only way they can resurrect it is to accept the conditions imposed by the governor. And so if they want that jammed down their throat, they can have their gutted, you know, firearms ID Sweeney bill.
And the conditions were really to remove that from the driver's license to everything that we really loathed about that bill.
There was also wording not to violate our Second Amendment rights.
Well, that was in his statement.
Yes.
Okay, he put out a statement, you know, explaining his actions yesterday, which has actually a lot of very interesting information. But look, the on the Sweeney bill, the only way the legislature could resurrect it is to remove all provisions that would have created a new electronic ID card, to remove all provisions that would have suspended Second Amendment rights without proof of firearms training, which we've been talking about, and removing all provisions that would have ended private sales. This is a very strong position taken by Governor Christie.
Mm.
You know, I've received a lot of emails from people saying this is fantastic news. I guess this confirms he's running for president.
Yes, pretty much.
You know, but look, whatever he's running for, in a state like New Jersey, this was a courageous action. There is no doubt about that. Basically a cry has gone out and gone up among gun owners through the state in response to this. I mean, this is incredible news. It is unprecedented to have a governor of such a liberal state make such a strong statement, and that's what this is. And I know it's been a long process, and he signed 10 bills last week, and two of them, you know, we opposed. These were the big ones. The 50 cal and the Sweeney bill were the huge ones. These were the ones that just they're the litmus test on the Second Amendment. On the trace data bill, the condition on that one is you got to remove the part of that bill that seeks – it would force the state police to disclose this protected data in violation of federal law. So if they want
dumb
that –
dumb lawmakers. Go ahead.
So now here's the – you know, now here's the thing. There's still a lot of pieces of the Sweeney bill that if they did accept those conditions, if they swallowed that bitter pill, that would come into effect. They're not ones that we've complained of. Okay, but they would affect, in theory, they would affect ammunition purchases. You'd need an FID card to buy all ammunition, not just handgun ammunition. If you're buying ammunition on the internet, you would have to have it shipped to the same address on the FID card, and a whole bunch of other conditions that were in the original bill. The bottom line is you got to ask yourself, though, if you're Steve Sweeney and you're the Democrats, you know, are you going to swallow something less than your centerpiece is broken.
Yeah. Got gutted.
It got gutted. Are they gonna accept that? I think not. I suspect not.
Crying Brian, I want that 50 cal.
Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Office Suites. MontvilleOffice.com, 330 Changebridge Road, Pine Brook. Give Ron Sousa a call, 973-575-6080. You cannot beat this. It's 15,000 square feet. Offices, virtual office for as low as $59 a month. They'll do your billing, accounting, everything, if you want or if you don't want. Conference rooms, AV equipment, professionalize your business, ladies and gentlemen. Get it out of the basement or the attic or the garage, out of the diner, and get it over to Montville Office Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Thank you, Ron. Okay, now, Scott, we're talking about this. Speaking from a legal end, ladies and gentlemen, the Napan event is sold out for December, and we've already half sold out the February 7th, 2014 date, just so everybody knows, so if you want to come to that one. A couple of things I want to talk about more as we get into this. Jay just stopped by, one of our Gun for Hire listeners, and I said the thing I love about Christy is his own man, and the thing I hate about Christy is he's his own man, because he's so hard to tell of what his stance is on something. And I think he did do the right thing here, whether it's for 2016 or not. Let's be thankful that we did not have Corzine as the governor, because we would have eaten all of this already, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, absolutely.
If
right.
Newtown had happened when Corzine the embezzler was here,
oh, that would have been
this,
done.
Yeah, I mean, we have like Pinhead Lou Greenwald posted on his Facebook page, it's a dark day in New Jersey because crime is going to go up. What a jackass.
That is ridiculous.
What a jackass.
What
it's criminal control,
they
not gun control.
Yes.
You know, and Sheila Oliver says Christie's toeing the party line. Sheila, not for nothing, but get an IQ that has more than one digit. Christie doesn't toe any party line. He does whatever he wants. I mean, these people piss me off. But this brings me down to what I want to talk about right now. I'm pissed off at a lot of people. Really big time pissed off. We had a horrific showing for Lonergan for the primary. Okay? Horrific. All right? Booker got three times as many votes in the primary. Now, I know a lot of people aren't registered for the primary, but I want to see unity and activism for Steve Lonergan. Steve Lonergan said New Jersey does not want to send a third California senator to the White House.
Yeah, pretty
okay?
much.
Okay?
You mean to the Senate.
To the Senate.
To the Senate. Excuse me. Well,
same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's all the same. But I want to send Booker
What's
back.
What's a branch of the legislature
correct?
Among friends?
Shut up. Yes. I want to send Booker back to Oprah so he can go back to breastfeeding. Okay?
Nice.
Picture that visual, guys.
Very good. No, I
Listen to
burned
me.
Burned into the back
Lonergan.
Of my brain.
All of the Second Amendment groups in this state, all of our Second Amendment groups outside of the state, all better get together and toe the F in line and back up Lonergan. All of our civil rights people better get together and back up Lonergan. Mayor Media raised $8 million. Lonergan raised $340,000. Okay? The thing is, Mayor Media didn't raise any money from New Jersey,
right,
which means once he's elected, he's going to be owned by Hollywood. Okay?
Yep.
Which does not represent
which
us in New Jersey.
It's not going to bother him.
Listen, the Lonergan campaign, donate $5, $20, $5,000, whatever you have. Donate time. Get signs. Go to the polls. Go to the volunteer centers. Do whatever you have to do. Now, are we going to see, is ANJRPC going to endorse Lonergan?
Yeah, of course we're going to support Lonergan. You know, can I just say, there are people out there who say, oh, Lonergan can't win.
Okay. I'll punch them in the face.
Well, let me just say, here's the thing. I learned.
I'm not kidding.
I learned.
I hate that fucking defeatist attitude.
Listen, but here's the thing, because I'm going to try to smash that now. I learned a secret a long time ago about elections. Okay, and that is, what matters is it's a numbers game on election day. Who brings more people to the polls is what wins elections on election day. You can do everything in the world up until the voting booth opens. But what happens on the day of voting is what makes all the difference. The second secret is you cannot assume anything. And in other words, you've got to give it everything you've got. You don't know what's going to happen. And Lonergan has a potential advantage this time if all of us stand up and do our part. And that is, it's not a normal election day. If we are energized and turn out our troops, okay, although there is conventional wisdom that says he would be vastly outnumbered on a regular election day, this isn't a regular election day, folks.
Right.
This
Most
is special. And
progressives don't know how to do anything differently. Then.
Well, the point is, it levels the playing field. We must do our part.
Listen, if you can't send money, go get signs. Put a sign on the front lawn of the liberal house next door to you, and every time he removes it, put two up. And then he removes it, put three up. I don't give a shit. We have to do something.
Idea.
Keep pitching it on social media. You know,
Social media
talks about
key.
Armchair Absolutely. Activism all the time. Do what you can. Whatever you can't do, but try to do something. We have to get Steve Lonergan in. I had a very successful fundraiser here. We're going to be having more fundraisers for Steve Lonergan. We need money. We need facial recognition. We need people out there. Listen, you want to talk about this. Last week I caught a lot of shit, guys, because we mentioned right to carry in New Jersey and never got back to it. And everybody had to listen to the show two or three times, all right?
Right.
When the right to carry laws go back before the Senate, who do you guys want in the Senate?
Yep.
Do you want Lonergan or do you want Mayor Media?
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
Well, who's going to vote which way for us? Steve Lonergan has the balls to come on Gun for Hire Radio, poses for pictures with guns, and talks the truth about the Second Amendment. Were we ever going to have this shot again in the state of New Jersey?
When are we ever going to have it again? Not for a very long time.
Okay. This is our opportunity to get a Ted Cruz or a Rand Paul right here, right now. So I want to hear support from all the Second Amendment groups, the libertarian groups, the Tea Parties, the conservative groups, and my civil rights groups out there. You know, Ainsley, what's the name of your new organization that all those letters? PCRSP. People for the of Color for the Right of Self-Protection, Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith at PCRSP.org or some shit like that. I don't care. I want all of you behind this, and I want Lonergan to be the next state,
U.S.
U.S. Senator. Wow, sorry.
Deloitte and Touche would have been more appropriate.
No, I like that. You, Scott, let's talk about the concealed carry cases, the one we have already and the one Knappen brought in, because now with this breath of fresh air and maybe getting Lonergan in and Newtown slowly dipping in the horizon, what do you think?
Okay, first of all, here's the big picture. The carry issue will be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court as early as 2014. It's going to be taken up one way or the other and will be resolved for the country. There are multiple cases that are headed there from different parts of the country. And in New Jersey, there are now two on the map. Before, there was one, okay? The first case is the federal case that was brought by ANJRPC and Second Amendment Foundation. It's still pending.
Alan Gottlieb.
That's right. And that one is moving through the federal system, as we've talked about on air before, at the lower court level. It was, the case was thrown out. It was appealed, and just recently in the middle appeals, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals out of Philadelphia, unfortunately, and not surprisingly, it was also turned down. So what's going on right now is we're asking that middle appeal court to rehear it one way or the other. After that process is done, we ask the Supreme Court to take it. Now, let's say the Supreme Court doesn't take it. This new Knappen case is the backstop, okay? And this is a state case, okay? It's brought by Evan Knappen with somebody who had every right to have a permit issued, was denied, and bottom line, he's appealed it all the way up, and the state of New Jersey Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case. There's a lot of speculation about, why would that be? Maybe they want to overturn our carry laws. I don't think so. I suspect what they want to do is to try to strengthen and reinforce New Jersey's existing insane anti-gun carry law, and they want to try to, drive a dagger through the heart, the final nail in the coffin on that issue, maybe make it harder for the U.S. Supreme Court to eventually take it up. But bottom line, depending on what happens with the federal case, the Knappen case could also wind up at the U.S. Supreme Court. So there's hope on the horizon. We got a backstop there.
Napping before the Supremes. Now, that'll be funny.
Yeah.
Will he wear the camo jacket?
Of course.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
How come it's always Dr. Eric, Waldorf Chiropractic, Bridgewater, New Jersey. WaldorfChiro.com. Stop by and see the doc. I can't believe how many listeners and customers and supporters we have that go down with the doc. Go shake his hand and thank him for supporting us and supporting the Second Amendment and helping us with Chris Christie and getting these bills vetoed. Because if it wasn't for guys like Dr. Eric at Waldorf Chiropractic,
absolutely,
we wouldn't be on the air. Let me tell you something. I was so disgusted with the Lonergan vote, I almost didn't want to do the show anymore. So Waldorf Chiropractic, check him out. Stop and say hello to the doctor or send your friends down. So, Scott, you wanted to do a little thank you to everyone out there that's helped,
yep,
even the people I don't like. Go ahead.
Look, just talking about what Governor Christie did, the first thing I want to say is a result like that does not happen in this state by accident. There has been a massive team effort that's been going on since January. It moved into a new phase over the summer, and a tremendous amount of behind-the-scenes work by several key organizations in the state, the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, the New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, which has independent relationship with the governor. There has been, I will say, the governor's office has been listening intently, and there's been a lot of dialogue that we've not been able to talk about. But most of all, it's gun owners who have weighed in, who have been the troops that have supported the effort. And look, we are now, you know, they say you can be a warning or an example. We are now an example, okay? Because look, New York fell overnight. Okay, Connecticut, in terms of gun laws, fell.
Exactly right.
Colorado fell. New Jersey, where they thought they could pass anything they wanted, they could jam it down our throats, and now look where we are. This is an example of what is possible through concentrated, focused, intelligent effort, through, you know, keeping on going when the odds seem like it doesn't. You know, I mean, I had so many people the last 6 months who said, this is fruitless. The Assembly passed everything, and then the Senate passed everything. Why do I bother? Why do I bother to call? And we just said, keep going. Keep going. You never know. Do not stop ever. And that is the difference that made the difference, in my opinion, here. And so, you know, we are all pleased right now, and there's a celebration that is going on at this result. But there's a lesson and a message in it, and that's something we all need to get. If we can do this in New Jersey, if we can buck the trend, what else can we accomplish? And that's what I wanted to say. So thank you, Anthony.
You know, you forgot the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, by the way. You just said the Federation of Sportsmen.
The Second Amendment Society was definitely engaged in a huge way. Through the action that went to the governor's office. So
let me tell you something. Yeah. All the groups, you know, I've been saying I've been saying hammer and anvil for the longest time, and it's very, very important that we think of it that way, because, you know, the NJ2AS had their Twitter campaign going where they were constantly hammering Governor Christie, and the social media campaign. So I think everybody just biting his heels for the past 7 months. It has to have some effect.
Absolutely.
Every time he went to a town hall meeting, somebody stepped up and asked a question about gun rights or something, and you could tell by the look on his face he didn't want to answer it or address it. So he felt the heat, and we all had something to do with it, and I agree with Scott, we should be thanking everybody. We should all be very proud that we've stopped it this far. Of course, we all want right to carry. We want to be a real state. I know that's next. But we should be very proud that we came this far. I know we signed some earlier bills that we agreed or disagree with, but he had to throw a few bones. But I would love to see, like, Weinberg and Oliver and Van Drew and Norcross and Sweeney all on Monday morning, you know, when they're in the...
Wait. Stop.
Not Van Drew.
Van Drew doesn't belong in that list.
What's his name? The other anti-gun.
Madden?
Greenwald.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Greenwald. I would like to see Madden, too. Ugh. I'd like to see them all in the Senate caucus on Monday morning talking to each other now with the looks on their faces and the governor walking by with that hubris attitude that he has, you know. He really, Scott's really right. He really broke Sweeney down.
Yeah,
Sweeney's
really
risking his, you know, this woman, Trunk, Nikki Trunk, is probably going to whoop his ass, or he's going to have to spend a lot of money to keep his seat. See, I was hoping that he would take the summer off and get his GED. You know, I thought that would have been nice, you know.
I just want to say for the record that Senator Van Drew is A or A plus rated and has been for a long time and stuck by us. He's one of the few pro-gun Democrats left in the Garden State.
He's a nice guy. He spoke, I met him the first time he spoke 2 years ago at a New Jersey NJ2AS meeting down in South Jersey. It was refreshing to hear a Democrat from New Jersey speak. He's for concealed carry. He proposed a concealed carry bill two or three years ago. You want to talk about jackasses? Four kids come in here to shoot. Four kids come in here to shoot and rent guns, right? Young kids. And
Four
of them.
Young kids.
The fourth guy is wearing a Cory Booker for U.S. Senate
Get
shirt.
Get out of town. Are you
swear
serious?
To God. I took pictures. It's on all the Gun for Hire social media. So
does he have any idea?
He would not go shoot because he didn't want to fill out the paperwork because he didn't want his name on a list. So he looked through the bulletproof glass and watched his three friends shoot. Okay,
now he didn't want his name on what list?
I don't know. But people said, why didn't you throw him out? If he was nasty, I would have thrown him out. He was not. He was respectful. Otherwise, I would have told him he had to fill out the paperwork just to stand in the building. I would have sent him out into the parking lot. But instead, he gazed through the bulletproof glass with his Booker for U.S. Senate shirt on. It was the funniest thing. And he did not want to be on any list, okay, because we're not on any list.
Well, he's voting for the wrong guy if he doesn't want to be on any list.
It's government that wants everybody to be on a list.
They don't get this, do they?
Okay, no, they're spoon-fed shit. You know what I mean? And they just deal with it. Look at what the governor said. Look at King Mike. King Mike is stamping his feet because a judge overruled a violation of our civil rights for stop and frisk. No. I want it. And then did you hear what these people are saying? They brought Chicagoans into New York saying, you're going to have just as much crime as Chicago now because we don't have stop and frisk in Chicago. And that's what's keeping your crime rate down in New York. Okay, that's what they're saying. Honest to God,
the crime rate is so low in the city of New York.
Honest to God, well, no, it's gonna be Chicago style crime.
Yeah,
if they don't reinstitute stop and frisk.
Only if Rahm Emanuel comes to be mayor.
Can you believe this jackass? And Obama, when he's done golfing at Martha's Vineyard, made it pretty clear he's going to sign the UN gun treaty while the Senate is in recess. Scott, what do you feel about that?
Well, we expected that. Unless it's ratified, it's not effective, but it still sends a signal. Obviously, it's on record. But remember, it's not effective unless ratified by the Senate, and there aren't enough votes to do that, we believe.
Another reason why we need...
Absolutely.
That is right.
Yeah, and not Cory Booker in there.
Mayor Media. Cory Booker, by the way, was spotted in Newark for 15 minutes on Election Day.
Really?
He flew in from California, voted, and then he went back to Oprah's mansion, back to the titty. What, I can't say that?
You could.
Okay, I did.
One of the.
I don't care.
It's one of the beauties of new media. Which, by the way, I have to plug this because we've been talking about this. Remember when we started this whole thing, Ant?
Hell no.
And we said that this was going to be an experiment into the power of new media. This show is now larger than CNN. Okay, and it is all 100% new media, which means that nobody over 50 can get the damn thing. But but it is the power of social media. If you take a look at the two last presidential elections, this guy that's sitting in the White House right now, who has absolutely no—this is my personal opinion—has absolutely no business occupying that office at all. Is in there purely because of social media and the power of social media.
Like, we could be there like as an electrician or something.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if he knows. I don't think he's ever held like a tool in his hand his whole life.
He could be there as a lawyer in Indonesia. He could be one of the White House lawyers.
He could be, yeah. Yeah, he'd be allowed to do that.
But then it would interfere with his golf game.
Which is true.
You know, jobs interfere with his golf game. We have to cut back. We're sequestered. Four! We're cutting military benefits. Yep. Let's fly Wheezy and the kids up to Martha's Vineyard for 2 weeks.
That's unbelievable. That's just unbelievable. Okay, moving on. Scott, say something. Just say something. Something. Anything,
Look,
Scott.
It's been a team effort in New Jersey.
Thank you, Scott.
Everyone's contributed. It's a great moment for us in New Jersey, and we need to move on to the next one, which, as Anthony has said, is the U.S. Senate race. So let's
what's going
let's
on
take
in here?
That let's take that energy and let's put it
yes.
put it into the U.S. Senate race and let's
yes,
let's surprise absolutely. The pundits. Let's pull off yep. something nobody else is expecting, just like
we did.
If you saw the press with Brian Miller, he was shocked. They thought they thought the 50 cal
yeah,
he, was a short no, thing because we didn't talk about this, Anthony. A few months ago, the governor supported
the 50
supported.
Cal.
Okay. Yes.
Now, what he supported is very different than the bill that was put on his desk, and that's part of the reason why he vetoed it. But, you know, the shock and awe that was felt on the anti-gun side was pretty incredible. So,
crying Brian.
Look how ridiculous a 50 cal ban. How many crimes in the United States last year were committed with a 50 caliber weapon? How about zero?
How about any gun ban is false? It's
correct.
Based on a false premise
correct.
Because the idea that society is safer if we remove one, if we just remove this one thing, we'll
yeah,
all be okay.
We'll all be better.
Is ludicrous. As I've said before, if a box cutter could bring down the World Trade Center,
mm-hmm.
does anybody think banning box cutters is going to stop the next terrorist? I don't think so. And the same thing with guns.
Right.
If we ban turkey necks, Loretta Weinberg would still have her job. Right?
Okay. Can we just get... Would you sit outside for a little while?
No. No, I'm in one of those moods.
I see that.
I'm sorry. I'm yes, in one of those moods.
That's okay.
Anthony,
all
you
right?
can let me do the next sponsor segment.
I'm sorry, but that's just the way I feel. I'm nice. Pissed off.
Okay.
So listen, so Lonergan gets 130,000 votes. All right, wah. I don't normally vote in a primary. I'm not registered Republican. Okay. Guys, Steve Lonergan, when he was here for the fundraiser, he said that if half the people who voted for, what was his name that almost won? Romney? If half the people that voted for Mitt Romney in New Jersey come out and vote in October,
he'd be in.
He will win by a landslide.
Yes.
Okay? So this is a very rare set of circumstances, that just as Scott made clear. But guys, we can't take anything for granted. Unity and activism is key. That's my friend Greg told me that, by the way. Unity and activism is key. We have to band together and get this done. Gobble, gobble.
We're coming back. Oh, you can support this effort by buying an I Will Not Comply t-shirt coming up right now.
Stickers coming.
I just wanted to reach out to you guys and say thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio limited edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about their God-given rights and about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media.
You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners. There's a lot of things you're not going to hear on the mainstream media coming out of these microphones. Go ahead.
I wonder what. So I'm on a roll. Listen.
Yes, we're worried. Yeah,
Stop it now. You know, we're looked,
of all
we're looked
things
upon,
holy.
We're looked upon by a lot of people, Walter, and many other people. We're looked upon as the unifiers in the state of New Jersey, Gun for Hire Radio, by the way. Because we don't take sides and we work everything together.
That statement alone frightens the hell out of me.
I want to take credit with Sandy, especially Sandy, for having the idea of doing a radio show and then jumping on it and, you know, I spent tons of money in the beginning and I'm still not at it the whole way, but I don't care. But because I love my country and I really love my state.
You built the whole studio.
And I want it back, you know. But I want to thank everybody, but I think that we deserve, the two of us deserve a round of applause and some credit too.
Dude, I have no problem
sticking my neck out. I have no problem doing whatever is necessary.
But I think we've seen that.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Anthony. You're absolutely right.
And I think, you know, we've opened a lot of people's eyes. Not a day goes by where four or five people don't stop me in the range. I love your show. I listen. You educate us. You teach us. I learned so much. I was a gun owner, and I never got involved, and I never joined the NJRPC, NJ2AS, and NRA, or anything else. So we've done a lot, Sandy.
Well, you know what? I think it's got a lot to do with our listeners, too, and the fact that our listeners are, they're not just average people, and they're listening by choice and not by chance, which is a really important thing in radio, that you have an activist group of people out there who are listening, they're participating, they're getting involved, they're using social media appropriately and aggressively, and I think that's what's making the deal.
You guys should also, the reason I'm being so effing irreverent today is I did not receive one stitch of email that was hate email this entire week.
Oh.
The first week in 115 weeks that I haven't gotten hate email.
I can pretty much guarantee that will start right back up again this week.
All of you that didn't vote, thanks for nothing. Listen,
we have to hire the food tester again and the envelope opener.
And the bomb-sniffing dog.
And the bomb-sniffing dogs are coming back.
Walt, is Bruno a bomb sniffer? I might need to borrow him for a few years.
I like Bruno. He's a good-looking dog.
Yes, he eats lifeguards.
Good boy.
So Get Out Safe New Jersey real quick. Survival Equipment NJ. Tons of people are coming here from Frank. Frank's on Route 10 in Whippany, and he's, again, another one who had the balls to be a sponsor. We only have 3 weeks left for the contest. Just all you have to do is walk in, get out safe, say Gun for Hire Radio, he puts your name in a drawing. While you're there, buy something, check him out. Kids are going back to college. I'm telling you, have them make bailout bags and emergency bags with some water and food and survival equipment in it. It's money in the bank, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
I say this every freaking week.
Absolutely.
I told you, I'm considered the house, the nut of the family, because I buy fire extinguishers and carbon monoxide detectors for Christmas and Hanukkah and Rosh Hashanah and Kwanzaa and Three Kings. Did I get them all?
I think you did.
All right, good. I forgot Ramadan. Sorry. So what I want to say is go to Get Out Safe NJ, stop and see Frank, thank him for his support. Now, why are you guys laughing at me, man? This might be the last show, by the way. 116 might be the last show. Rob, run fetch me my scatter gun. Okay? This might be the last show you ever hear, okay? What we have here is a failure to communicate. Okay?
He was such a quiet man.
I'm in one of those moods where I just feel like saying what's on my mind.
Yes.
I'm sorry about that.
That's no problem.
Could you imagine the Senate caucus down in D.C., Che Menendez and Lonigan? Okay? Menendez, that little mushroom pumpkin head, got to stand next to Steve Lonigan, who's obviously IQ over 160 and knows the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And he's talking to Menendez and Mendez.
Who has an IQ of 60?
Yeah, no entiendo. No entiendo. No entiendo. He'll just keep saying he doesn't speak English, you know?
You know that pumpkin head thing? I never thought about that.
Yeah, that's right. He does have a pumpkin head.
Ainsley gets credit for that.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Ainsley calls him a pumpkin head. He wants to slap him all the time. Ainsley, change the name of the Color Coalition. I'm getting a lot of shit about it, by the way. Everybody likes the Color Coalition. And listen, the Color Coalition, when are you guys going to act on this shit?
Yeah.
I have to do it all.
What's the deal?
Seriously?
Let's move on.
Seriously,
this thing here, huh?
We have donors, we have volunteers,
we
have equipment,
people are buying T-shirts out the ass.
We don't have shit. Okay? We don't have shit.
We're building up a hell of a war chest. Let's get moving on.
You know
this
who else I want to thank real quick?
Yeah.
Because I'm so giddy because of Christy. I mean, I could hug him if my arms would fit around him. I really could. I could hug
Nobody's
him.
The two of us.
We could do
all
a group
three.
Thing.
Yeah, group three. And we
but
might
you know
be
who
able
else
to.
I want to thank? All of our out-of-state listeners and
yes,
supporters,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
And again, you see you helped us because
absolutely.
Sweeney wanted this to be a national model.
Yes, sir.
So my guys like Jim Pryor and all of these guys out-of-state and Rob Morse that have been supporting
yep.
us and spreading it out. And also...
Pro-Gun New Hampshire.
Pro-Gun New Hampshire. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. and the Cox brothers.
Yes.
Okay. The Knox brothers.
Knox
wow.
brothers.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh. Wow. It's bad. I'm thinking Chris Cox. Sorry.
Yeah. Chris Cox.
I want to thank Chris.
Are
Knox.
You sure that's what you were thinking?
No, I want to thank Chris Cox for all their support. Because
his
the other thing
is
you know,
lowering.
Again, Cory Booker is a senator. It's going to spread out ripple effect to all of your states
yes,
too.
Right.
Okay. So I want to thank all of the out-of-state supporters. You know what? The in-state people should be embarrassed that the out-of-state people
absolutely.
Are helping toe
Let me tell
the
you,
line.
Because
we should be taking care of our own business.
We were looking at the T-shirt sales just before this, and most of the T-shirt sales are from out-of-state.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Huh. It's embarrassing. They're just heavily weighted out-of-state. But thank you guys, and you guys realize it. For years, we've talked to gun owners in the state of New Jersey who have said, I don't support Republicans in the state of New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I would rather send money to a campaign to some place where it's going to do some good.
Can I speak to that really quickly?
Sure.
Because
yes.
there has been a sea change in the Republican Party and how it treats the Second Amendment over the last 4 or 5 years. And if you want evidence of it, you look at the vote tallies the last 6 months in New Jersey, Senate and Assembly. On the 50 cal, there was not one Republican vote.
Really?
On the Sweeney bill, not one Republican vote. That also didn't happen by accident.
No, not
okay?
at all.
So let me just say, and again, NRA and Whoa. ANJRPC, we're not Sorry. Partisan. We're not partisan organizations. I mean, we'll support anybody like Senator Van Drew. Democrat who supports the Second Amendment, but it just so happens, unfortunately, it's become a partisan issue. The New Jersey Republicans have stood up for gun owners in a huge way. They need to be supported, especially this year.
Yes, especially
you got the Senate
year.
Election, U.S. Yes. Senate election coming up, but a few weeks after that, you have the entire state house up for re-election on Election Day. That means every state senator, every assembly person, and the governor all up at the same moment. We have the possibility to change the entire makeup of the legislature in November of 2013. So,
turkey neck for Thanksgiving, baby.
And you know, you bring up a good point too, because this is not Republican versus Democrat or liberal versus conservative. This is common sense versus progressivism. And progressivism is all about control. And there are progressives in both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. And if you remember when we had Lonergan on here, I took him to task for that, too. And this is a guy who is a conservative. And you know that he's not he's got to run the Republican side. You have to, unfortunately.
Correct. Third party will not work.
It's
right
not going to work. It's absolutely not going to work, especially
after,
in the state of New
the
Jersey.
After the fall, we'll have after the whole thing collapses, then we'll have a third party. But right now, we're going to continue to have two parties.
You know, we've got Cloward and Piven at work right now. And if
yes.
you guys don't know what that is, I suggest you Google it.
CLOWARDNPIVEN.
Yes. And Francis Fox Piven is still alive and well, the nice little cookie-baking grandma. Who is
benefiting from capitalism, by the way.
Benefiting from capitalism,
yes.
absolutely right. And they're trying to bring this nation down, and they are succeeding in just about every aspect that they're trying to. You know, you have 22 million people who are just about to be put onto Obamacare, followed by another 11 million illegal immigrants, undocumented residents, who are going to be stuck onto the Obamacare ranks and to the voting ranks.
I had a woman who's a member here. She's a school teacher. I can't say any names. They listed their, they made their kids list things that they wanted in school, like ice cream machine, this and that, and their top 10 priority. And the majority of kids, this is 10-year-olds in fourth grade, listed that they want an armed officer in their school.
Really?
Yeah, but see, our government doesn't think so. Because they know what's best for us.
Don't get me started on that one.
I know, but they know what's best for us, so... We always have to deal with that problem, too. I want to thank, too, Evan Knappen again for poking the bear and getting this lawsuit going and answering all the questions that he's been having, you know, that people have been hitting me with. And it's amazing that his seminar is sold out again. So we sold out July, September, October, and now February is on its way to being sold out. Do not miss this seminar. Scott, you're not allowed to go.
You keep telling me that.
They're not on my list. You can't come.
Fine.
If your name's not on the list,
Evan keeps inviting me. You better talk to him.
Evan keeps inviting you, just like every time Andy Pinelli invites us at the lunch. I always forget to tell Sandy. Our lunch was good 2 weeks ago.
Wasn't it? It was really good.
Thanks.
By the way, he wanted you to go. I forgot to tell you.
But Sandy, we are sending you the bill.
Yes, that's good. Of course.
Lunch
I keep
was
getting
good.
Them.
We ate a Puccini's in Jersey City. It was full of cops, detectives, Secret Service,
Thank
and
you.
Everything.
Yeah. Did you choke on your food?
When we were outside, a guy ran by in a toga. It was the late Mayor Healy.
The late Mayor Healy?
Yeah, it was a ghost.
Politically late. Politically late.
No, just late. Please, he will not need formaldehyde.
No, he won't. No,
okay.
he really
By
won't.
The way,
he's
Ted
pretty well
Kennedy,
pickled.
Yeah. Still not sober.
Still not sober. Yes. But polluting the ground and the groundwater. Wow, you better take a drink.
Do we have
there.
More segments?
We do. We have more segments.
I want to talk about carry guns.
Yeah, I know. And we have to talk about what kind of gun to get for self-defense and protection.
Oh, man.
Coming up next.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll see you back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And just remember, make sure it's the real original lipstick bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick bodyguard, fear no evil.
Do we have some great music on this radio show?
We do.
It almost makes up for my two buffoons that are with me in the studio here right now.
Ah, yes, but the one buffoon has his finger on the buttons.
Shit.
So.
All my mistakes get kept in, and all of his boo-boos get edited out.
Well, that's
because
the staff works for me.
You know, I get the same question a million times, and there is no straight answer, but regarding gun selection, what's the best gun for me? In New Jersey, carry is not an issue for most people, so it's more of a home defense gun. And you know, you get these questions. I'm 6'3", my wife's 5 foot tall. We have a 14-year-old and an 18-year-old son who plays football, and we can only afford one gun. What's the
best
gun
one?
For
What's
us?
What's the universal gun?
And sometimes those questions are very hard to answer. And you know, you have the 22. Right now, you can't even get 22 long rifle ammunition.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd ever say that.
Right.
But you know, that would be in my list. But My first choice would probably be a 9mm semi-auto, a striker-fired variant, probably.
Explain what that means.
Like a Glock, a Smith & Wesson M&P, an HK, a Walther PPQ, a Ruger SR9. There's no exposed hammer and no decocker and no external manipulative safeties. Everything is passive safeties. Basically, a striker-fired pistol is a revolver in a semi-automatic package.
Oh, nice okay? picture. Yeah.
Now, if you have a hard time pulling the slide back on a gun because you're elderly or infirm or just don't have the upper body strength, then a revolver would be the way to go. And your clear-cut choices today for revolvers, I recommend one of three brands, Smith & Wesson or Smith & Wesson or Smith & Wesson, when it comes to a revolver. And the reason I'm sticking with 9mm and 38 is because it's considered by most people as the minimum caliber through studies and everything for self-defense. And ammo tends to be available. 9mm is a NATO round. All NATO allies carry it. Our U.S. military carries it. 38 is an old tried-and-true revolver round that's well over 100 years old. Of course, my first choice of gun would either be either of those two variations. And when it comes to the revolver, there's J-frame, K-frame, L-frame, N-frame, super-frame, X-frame, or whatever. You just want to look at either a J or a K-frame. And it's the barrel length, J and K, J would be more of a carry gun, K would be more of a target, multi-purpose home defense gun. But you want to look at the different barrel lengths because 6 inches is going to be very nose heavy and hard to hold steady. 2.5 might be too short and move around too much. 4 might be just right. But it depends on your body structure and your body strength. And you have to get all family members involved and try the gun out. That was one of the big reasons when I opened this range, I wanted to offer gun rentals. And we have over 110 guns for rent. And the rentals are a big chunk of my collection that we are now supplementing with guns that I didn't like, so I didn't collect them.
Which
people
brings
are coming
back,
in and asking for guns. Go ahead, Sam.
And that brings out a good solution, too, because usually our advice would be to go to a firearms instructor who has a very good collection of guns and try them out. Where here now you can actually come to a facility and try out as many guns with a firearms instructor.
That's correct.
Anthony's wall of guns.
Yes, it is.
There's 110 guns. I have another 20 coming in. We ordered guns, certain guns that didn't reflect my collection people are asking for, so I begrudgingly have to order them. But it was
Is that the Ladysmith?
Yes, I had a Ladysmith. I had a Ladysmith revolver.
I saw the belt-fed AR. Very nice.
Yeah, and we also have a Browning 1919, like the one that was used in Saving Private Ryan.
Very nice.
We have normal guns for rent. Don't let these guys talk to you. We have JK, K-frame, L-frame. We have 38.
No, we're just, we're putting in our chit for that. That's
we have 9mm, 40s, 45s, 357 SIG. 223, 762. We have AK-47 here for rent. We have ARs in every version, including a 22 long rifle AR. And we have a left-handed Stag Arms AR for rent.
Very nice.
If anybody's lefty wants to try the AR platform, we have one for rent too. But getting back to it, it's not an easy thing to select a gun. Because in New Jersey, you need a firearms ID card to even touch a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can come here and we'll let you touch and feel everything without a firearms ID card because we rent guns to any law-abiding citizen. Okay, so you can come in and we'll let you touch and feel every gun. We'll tell you the pros and cons of every gun. You know, having rental guns and getting them used a lot, we're starting to see what the wear cycle is on a lot of guns.
Yeah.
Okay, we're starting to see stuff fail. I've seen something fail 2 times on one manufacturer already, and we've contacted the manufacturer. So, because normally you don't shoot that many rounds through a gun in a normal lifetime. So we have a lot of guns here. We can help you with your choice. And then, of course, people get quirky with the ammo. What's the best ammo? Right now, whatever ammo you can find
is the best ammo. Yeah.
It seems to be getting better with certain calibers, but .22 long rifle, like I said, is still gone. So after a 9mm or 38, the next thing you should start thinking about, my next gun would be a .22. So either you get a revolver or a semi, or both, if your budget allows it. But then a .22 long rifle is just a great option to have because when it is available, it's economical. You can introduce children. You can introduce new shooters. I don't like to say women because that's sexist because women shoot better than men. But you can introduce all new shooters with .22 long rifle, and it's economical. Before the ammo shortage, it was economical. It'll be again. It'll come back somewhere normal, we hope. But that would be my second choice. I would not delve into a single action semi-auto like a 1911 platform for my first or second gun. That should be a treat for yourself. That should be your third or fourth gun if you're really into it, because those guns really aren't for the faint of heart with the single action mechanics and the cocked and locked style of shooting. Plus, because the triggers are so good on 1911 platforms, they make you think you're shooting better than you really do. Yeah, if you learn on a 1911 and then pick up a revolver, you're going to shoot all over the place unless you're really disciplined. Yeah, or if you have a double action trigger or something, right, like a DAC trigger or something. Right. So you shouldn't really learn on that gun. That gun should be like, I've made it. My gun collection is comprised of two or three guns. Now I'm going to move up and get myself a 1911 platform. I was at a gentleman's house this week who's an inventor, Scott, a gas blowback 1911.
Wow.
Fixed barrel.
Wow.
Fixed barrel with a gas blowback system. And I got to shoot it, and I shot, it was in Pennsylvania, I shot a 30-round stick magazine out of it as fast as you could squeeze the trigger.
Really?
Yep, the whole ejection port's cut out, both sides and the top. The patents are all issued. They're in the middle of manufacturing and negotiation with Remington
Lower recoil, I assume, right?
Hardly any recoil. Just imagine, just hold a Browning Buckmark or Smith & Wesson Model 41 in your hands, ladies and gentlemen, and when you pull the slide back, just the back segment goes back and forth.
Wow.
That's all that goes back and forth on the 1911. The entire barrel and the front is all fixed, and it's gas-operated.
How cool is that?
You have no extraction and no ejection problems at all, which is the bane of the 1911.
Yes, yeah.
So 45 isn't always for everybody, but I will say for a new shooter, keep away from 40 Smith & Wesson or 357 SIG. Those rounds are very hot, very snappy, and also very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They develop bad flinches in people and anticipation problems. If you want a big caliber gun, you're better off getting a fat, slow-moving bullet like a 45. A 45 has comparable recoil to a 9mm, to be honest, but you're going to be paying a premium for the ammunition. But if you're a guy and you just have to have that 45, I would get like a Glock 21 or a Smith & Wesson M&P in 45 or a Springfield XD in 45. Well, again, a striker-fired gun, which is less prone to problems. You don't hear me saying SIG or HK too much because we're talking about new shooters. And yeah, those guns are very expensive.
Yeah.
You know, SIG is $900 and HK is $1,100 or $1,200. And don't get me wrong, their quality is good. You hardly ever see them going back for repair. But I just don't like to scare people. If you can get into the door with a $550 or $600 Glock or a $400 Browning Buckmark for your first 22, I'd rather see you do that before you step up to the big boys and make sure you really like it.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
I have 110 guns for rent. We only have one SIG. I had to go out and order a bunch of SIGs. I had to order H&Ks because it didn't represent my collection because I always felt they were just too expensive. I'd rather buy three guns
right.
of something
exactly.
else.
Sure.
We also have 380s here for you to shoot for lower recoil. We have the James Bond gun. We have the Walther PPK. And we also have a Seacamp 32 for rent. That's what Howard Anti-Gun Stern carries in his front right pocket, by the way. He
really?
Carries a Seacamp 32 with Winchester silver tips. Confirmed by Larry Seacamp, by the way. And I bought one used, and I was told it's the identical gun to Howard Stern's. How do you like that?
I see you also have the North American Arms with a bayonet attached.
We have the North American Arms 22 Magnum 5-shot revolver with a laser and a bayonet.
16-inch bayonet.
You can't
right?
bling that gun up any more than that, baby.
Does that come with a belt holster?
No. We also have a Chris Vector holster. For rent. Everybody loves
nice.
That Chris Vector.
Yeah,
and we have a PS90, same as the Secret Service. We have one
sure.
of those jammies for rent. And Knappen says in about 6 months, we're going to be renting the Gun for Hire machine gun experience guns, too.
Very,
details
very nice.
To follow on that. Listen, bitches, everybody up off the couch. Lonergan. Unity and activism is the key. I want all the groups, all the people working together on this. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this shit anymore.
You guys out there, there's so many of you out there. We're trying to get a pulse on the nation with some questions once a week. This week's question is going to be about the ammo supply. What's it like where you are? If you're in California or the Midwest or whatever, just drop us a note at talkback@gunforhireradio.com. Well, it looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the License of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barney. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, who's giving me the finger at this moment, Attorney Scott Bach and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you so much for all the support you've given to this effort here in New Jersey. We crushed the shit out of the beast. Thank you, Scott Bach, for spearheading it. Thank you all. Celebrate, guys.